previously on 2 Past Midnight.
If we're here a day, he's going to spring something else on him.
Yeah, if we don't stay a day, he's going to spring something on us and we'll be half dead already.
And hey, I could drive people.
We do still have a vehicle for now.
I'm not against traveling at night. It might be safer.
I don't know. I think we've got to try and make it to the... I don't think there is a safer.
Well,
at this point, where we're at, I think we've slept, we've ate. To stay here any longer doesn't make sense. We need to try and go.
So, where we left everybody.
That's a loaded question.
Was, I believe that Harrison and Stanislav are probably sleeping, if I had to guess. Because it's nighttime, sure. Was the last. Yeah. And Emmett and Murphy and Mr. Jablonski and their new friend / old friend, new friend, Father McIntyre, old friend, Rogers. And the little girl, new friend also, were traveling along. And off in the distance as they were going, they saw an explosion up ahead and heard it too. And that was pretty much right where we ended.
I forgot about the explosion.
I did not. But that's where we ended. All of a sudden off in the distance, you guys see a flashlight over the tree line. I said about a click, maybe two clicks out. And you heard the... shockwave. What do you guys want to do?
Like something blew up or something got hit?
It blew up.
No, I meant like, did you see like a missile or something come in?
Nope. All I saw was the explosion. Just an explosion. Just poof. That was it. So no, you didn't see a missile come in. And
what did it smell like? No.
Lavender with a hint of, I don't know.
Was it sandalwood?
Brie.
Brie, yes. A hint of Brie, yeah.
Lavender and Brie. That's all I ever smell.
I'm not even in on the joke and I got that one.
So what do you guys want to do?
Well, I do believe you said we could kind of see the lights crack off from where we were at.
Yeah, you could see the lights of Krakow off, but that's past it. Like, that's, like, over the horizon.
Oh, so this is, like, in between us and it.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know, because I thought it was, like, herding cattle. Like, he wanted us to make a left here. So, explosion there. We veer off of that path.
Well, see, here's the thing. Generally, by the rules of the game, if there's an encounter card, when it gets drawn, right, you get a recon roll to see if you notice it. And if you notice it before whatever, then you have the option of backing off, going around it, stuff like that. But then that occupies time to go around it. So in the spirit of that, it's between you and Krakow where you're trying to go.
Gotcha.
So that it's not like, oh, shit, let's keep on avoiding this explosion behind us. So along those lines, yes, in the distance, you could see like the faint glow of what you're assuming is probably Krakow down to the southeast of where you are. And then that poof, happens. And it's much, much closer than that.
That is no good.
Because you're still about 20 kilometers outside of Krakow, actually, just to the northeast of it. Actually, it was to your southwest is where you saw the explosion. Sorry. Southwest is where you saw the explosion. You guys are to the northeast of Krakow right now.
Emmett, that didn't seem like ordnance to me. What do you think blew up over there?
I don't actually know. But, I mean, we're in no shape to investigate further. If we're going to make it to the city, we ain't got much time. We need to keep moving, but I'd say probably not that way.
Well, you mean armed with a knife only? You don't think that's enough to get us through? Oh, two knives. I'm sorry.
And two clubs. Two clubs. One knife, two clubs.
Just clubs.
Well, and a jaggedy thing more so than a club. Yep. Improvised knife is what Emmett has.
I think I still have a combat knife, too.
There could be many civilians caught in that blast.
I mean, it is between here and Krakow. Can't we just investigate, see what the fuck it is? Might as well.
I'm not trying to get shot again, but...
I'm not saying go in with... I would say guns blazing, but we don't have any.
Right, we're sitting here walking like an old punchline to a joke. Two soldiers, a farmer, a priest, and a little girl walk into a war zone. How about we go out and around before we all end up deader than a doornail and starve to death out here?
Everywhere in this shitty country is a war zone.
Do we have the time to go around? Or we'll be caught in woods in the middle of night?
The terrain in the area is open, so there will be trees and stuff occasionally, you know what I mean? But generally speaking, the terrain is open.
There will be trees.
How about this? We can give it a bit of a wide berth, but part of me would feel better if I go take a quick look and recon it and just see what the fuck's going on. See what blew up.
Well, Murph, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I myself am not going to stay here. Time is of the essence. We have no supplies, no backup, and no anything, so...
I understand that. I meant that I would go off on my own and catch up.
All right, that's fine.
Can I remind you, though, you don't have a map. Mm. So how... Or radios. So how / where are you planning on rendezvousing?
I know where we're going.
I mean, aren't we walking on, or isn't there a general straight shot to Krakow?
Well, here's the thing. If they're going to detour around it, then it's detouring around it. And Krakow is a pretty decent sized city. So,
right. I figured we couldn't miss it.
No.
And then I'm hoping that the Reverend can get us to where he last saw Harrison and Stanislaw.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, that's my prime objective, is to get to the city, get to where he last saw them while we still have him.
Mm-hmm.
So I can stop babysitting him and maybe get some food in my belly and get this little girl somewhere safe before I get her killed out here in the wide open blue yonder.
All right, fuck it. We can avoid it altogether. I was kind of hoping we could maybe get some weapons while we're there. Things blow up, people die.
True, but most of that is because there's other people who did the blowing up.
Not as many things blew up and not as many people died until you guys came around.
That may actually be true.
All right, so you guys are going to navigate around? Is that the plan?
That's my plan. We're going out and around this thing.
All right, give me a survival roll then, whoever's navigating.
That would be me. Survival roll, you say?
Yes, sir.
Two successes, please.
Okay. So you start veering off to the north and to the west to go around this explosion that you saw off in the distance. And we're about halfway through the night at this point. So basically, you're not going to make it to Krakow during the night. It would be morning time by the time you make it there.
Murph kind of walks closer over to where Emmett is, and he's like, "You know, Emmett, I mean to tell you something. First, thank you for saving my skin when I was all fucked up. I appreciate it. I mean, we're all fucked up, but..."
Which time?
I meant when I woke up in the closet and you guys had patched me up. But you know, in my time, I've worked with, you know, every different spec ops group that we have, you know, besides my regular group guys. You know, I worked with the SEALs in Panama, Worked with Force Recon, the Marines, in Colombia. Worked with the Delta guys in the sandbox. Even worked with Cole's brothers and the CIA all over Latin America. I've worked with everybody. I'll tell you something. You're the toughest to kill badass son of a bitch I know. I'm glad I'm here with you. We've been through a lot.
Well, much appreciated. I don't know that it does a fat lot of good. I mean, it looks like the only thing I put on my resume is not dead yet.
At this point, that's the only thing we need on our resumes.
To be fair, you're also a captain.
Meritorious promotion, right?
It took some merit, that's for sure.
Battlefield promotion.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever called him captain. Harrison has, not Murph.
I think Murph has, but with air quotes around it.
Yes,
yeah, it was ironic. There was a lot of sarcasm dripping off of when he said it.
Yeah, because I think we're the same rank, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were.
R.
No, were.
R. And even then, Emmett's a civilian.
Oh, that's true, too.
He's not even any rank at this point.
That's awesome.
His rank is civilian.
But yeah, I wanted to tell you that because there's nobody I'd rather be stuck here with. I mean, it sucks, but you're a good man.
Yeah. You're the last good thing I've got walking through hell with me, so I just need to know that I can count on you.
You always have been.
Well, let's hope we can get to the city here and maybe we can get all of us patched up and a little bit of help, because I don't need another church incident. I don't need any more burns for anybody around here. I don't need to lose another person.
Not going to lie to you. I'm not getting my hopes up too much for Krakow. Every time we've set a goal, hey, if we only get to here, we'll be fine. Every time it's fucking FUBAR. So,
Jablonski, you know up ahead, you're coming up on the main road that leads south down into Krakow. You can kind of see it up ahead. Roll me a recon roll. Whoever's keeping watch.
I did survival to get there. I don't think I can do both.
I can do the recon.
It's up to you guys. Whoever can roll, roll.
Two successes. A 10 on the die and a nothing.
Okay, so you're coming up, and Mr. Jablonski, you know, like I said, the road's coming up. So I imagine you would point out to them that the main road is coming up ahead of you all, that you can then kind of follow down into town.
We're coming up on the main road heading into Krakow. We follow it, it'd take us straight there. Good news, we're closer to being there. Bad news, we're out in open the rest of the way, unless we want to veer off-road. It's the most busy thoroughfare into the city.
Actually, to the south of you, between you and the city, is where the hills and mountains start up. Like, if I, you know what, I'm moving you guys over to that map so that you can actually see what your terrain's going to look like as your options. So the road will go actually southwest and then go down into Krakow. So, but that terrain is all like where the mountains start. The light brown is kind of like hills. So you're kind of coming into that kind of terrain.
Where are we coming from?
We're on that road that's underneath here? Us.
Oh yeah, you need to catch up with some red X's.
You guys are right here.
We smeared that whole area.
Oh yeah, I know. I gave up after a bit of like back and forth and like, I don't want to double up red X's.
I got you, Adam. I that thing was dead center in the map for me, so yeah, I thought that was just there.
No. Yeah, so this is where you guys are right now. And, yeah, so you're 20 kilometers northeast still of Krakow. Murphy, to the north along that road, because you guys haven't quite got to the blacktop yet. Like I said, it's up ahead in the distance. You look over to your right. up north on the road, and you see headlights on the road, and you can hear the sound of like truck engines.
We got a vehicle coming. Why don't we get off the road, get on our bellies, and let it pass? That can't be good.
I'd take the little girl with me when we head off to the side.
Okay.
See if you can find some brush or something to get behind, but I wouldn't think they would see us.
Yeah, it'll be a recon roll. Who has the lowest one, do you think?
Oh, if I had to guess, if I was a betting man, it'd be me or the little girl.
You're going to get a plus two.
Recon plus two would give me a B and a C.
Go ahead and roll it. You and the little girl must have the exact same recon then.
A B and a C?
Like before modifiers? Yeah.
Yeah.
You recon right. Like a little girl.
That I do, actually.
Hey, maybe she should get a bonus because she's little.
Why don't you put her in charge?
Yeah, she's the captain now.
I mean, she'd be just as valid of a captain as you, Emmett.
That's right. I mean, if we're committing war crimes, we might as well just go all out here. Three and a two, so nothing.
It's pushable.
Well then, yeah, I'm going to push it. One success, a seven and a two.
All right. Let's see what's there's going to be. This.
Probably more than that.
That's this. Okay. Okay. So you got one success, Emmett?
Yes.
Okay. So the truck's going along, and you can start seeing it getting closer. I'm assuming, Murphy, you're probably still, like, watching just to see what's going on.
Absolutely.
Okay. First thing you see is you see about 30, maybe, plus people on foot. And they're walking along the road. And behind them, like right behind them, you see a tank. And then you see a truck coming up behind them. The tank appears to be a Soviet tank, a T-72. The truck that you see behind them, though, is one of the GAZ-66 trucks. It's like a kind of like their version of a 5-ton, basically.
The people that are walking, do they look like armed soldiers or do they look like refugees or prisoners?
They look like they're prisoners. Like they're not handcuffed and shackled and stuff, but they don't have weapons. They're just being like escorted from with the vehicles behind them.
Herded.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's like 30 plus people. So somewhere between 30 and 40 is what you're seeing. It's probably actually people, truck, then tank is more than likely the order that it's happening.
In the truck, more prisoners or soldiers, and are they armed?
It seems like, well, the back of it's covered. So, I mean, there's a couple people in the front of it.
Like that canvas cover?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's what you got going on.
We are just going to watch them go on by.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they go on for a little bit. And they kind of stop, and you see, like, a couple people get out of the truck and, like, go up. And you can, from the distance that you're at, you can see them talk to the people in the group. And gets back in the truck. And you see the people kind of sit for a little bit, like, taking a break.
Definitely want to observe the behavior, try to glean what the situation is exactly, if possible. Obviously, it's a distance, and I'm not a mind reader. But just based on previous experience, not like we haven't seen prisoners be marched by us before.
Mm-hmm.
Just what the situation is, and if we can pick out the... we don't speak the language, but... Oh, Jablonski does. Can ask him after. Yeah, just see what the situation is. So I'm keeping an eagle eye on them the whole time.
Yeah, I'm going to say from the distance you're at, you can't really hear what they're saying. It's far enough away that they're not, like, yelling into the darkness. So you can't really pick it out. what it is that they're doing, you can tell it's a large group of people, between 30 and 40 people, that are not armed. You see a tank and a truck with soldiers that are armed behind them, escorting them. So that's about it. I mean, that's all you got.
Mannerisms wise, right? Do they seem to be helpful to these people, or do they seem to be like pushing them around, ordering them? Like help or prisoner? I know you said probably prisoner. Just.
I mean, it doesn't seem like they're pushing them around, but they definitely are the only people that are armed. So, I mean, for there to be pushing, there would need to be like resistance. So.
Or you know, keeping the weapons like.
Oh, they have their weapons up. I mean, they have their weapons like.
Like aimed on them.
No, they have them aimed out because they're like going through hostile territory.
Yeah,
you know?
I got you.
Yeah.
Just trying to pick up on the body language, I guess, would be the.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the other thing, too, is you see them, a couple of the soldiers that were on the tanks or in the truck, like patrolling around the area and like looking out into the like the night to try to spot people that might be around, you know, keep an eye out.
Regardless, it's nothing we want to fuck with.
Yeah. And you see a couple of them start headed south down the road, guys with the rifles, and they all have AKs and they head south. And then you can see them kind of like urging them to stand up and we're going to keep walking, basically. And everyone starts standing up and the vehicles start moving again at a walking pace. So
could be a work detail, too.
At a medium pace.
But they did not notice you, so.
That's a bonus.
But where you're heading close into sunrise, you can start in the east now, seeing like the sun starting to come up.
You know, Emmett, as much as it sucks running into situations like that, where maybe it might be good that we're not armed.
Yeah, I mean, running headlong to something like that, it might be less likely that they'll just wipe us out with us not having anything hostile except a couple of knives. But, I mean, you still never know.
If you look at us, I don't see a high threat matrix at this point.
As I said, we're starting to head into morning, so I need someone to roll me a d6 for weather. Kyle?
Weatherman?
I got you.
Kyle's the official weatherman.
If ever there is a weather that needs rolled.
6, baby. Weather gets better. Yeah.
It was already clear. It's not any better.
Adam's such a dick.
Clear, cloudy, rainy. That's rainbow. Your options are.
It's rainbow again.
It hasn't rained. That's not how rainbows work.
Double rainbow.
They don't just happen because you want them. Unless you colored it. And if you're seeing rainbows, that might be a problem.
If I roll a 6, you got to give me something. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay.
It gets a little warmer.
So you see some clouds off in the east, right? But not a lot. Not enough that I'd say it's cloudy. Just like those little sprinklings of clouds off in the east. And like the sun starts to come off. And that's that beautiful fucking sunrise, right? When it's like, you know, the lights coming off it. Like those perfect sunsets, but the sunrise version of it. You know, because everyone seems to like sunsets. I've actually always liked sunrises better. But that's just me personally.
I agree with you.
Wow, that's a really terrible time to lead into this. So there's another thing I need from people. And
here we go.
Yeah, this is where things are going to get interesting now. So let's see. Who was it? Harrison, Mr. Jablonski, and Murph. I need you guys to roll a stamina roll at a -3.
Ooh.
You already rolled yours, Jeremy.
Oh. What oh, okay. Fuck?
-3. Harrison, Murphy, Jablonski.
That would make me 2 Ds if we're going that low.
It is pushable.
Fail and not pushable because I rolled a 1.
It is pushable. You just got to spend challenge coin.
Nope.
Well, that gives Harrison just the D6.
I mean, you could also take the damage, right?
You could take the damage and not spend the challenge coin.
It's another 6.
My odds are not great.
Holy shit! Harrison, roll the six.
Good job, Harrison. It's going to be rare that I will strongly recommend
that I push
pushing a roll.
You should push this.
You should push this roll.
I don't know what it is, but it's stamina, and we don't know what it is. You should push it.
Caution to the wind, Kyle.
Whether you spend the challenge coin or not, it's up to you.
I'm trying to figure. I will spend a coin, of which I don't have many. Thanks for playing.
What'd you get?
Another failure, and no. I got a 5 and a 1.
So he still ended up with a 1, yeah.
Yeah.
On the pushed roll.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll a D12, Kyle, for what character of Jeremy's you get next.
Murphy?
Oh.
Harrison, Murphy, Jablonski.
Oh, shit. My bad.
You are at a -2 already because of your crit from the burns, and then another -3 on top of that.
So -5.
Yep.
How was I at -? I don't even know what we're talking about, so I don't know why we're, yeah.
It's -3 off the bat. Murph has another -2 because he's all fucked up.
Yep.
So.
Precisely.
Yeah. He's got a -5.
I'm going to explain it in a second.
So that's going to be a straight D for him because he's got an A and a D.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the +1 for the ranger thing that you have.
Ah, the hardship.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Disregard that first one. Oof, a 1 and a 2.
Would you like to push that roll?
Yes.
Mr. Jablonski, you took a point of damage from that pushed roll, by the way, for the 1.
Yep.
1 success.
All right. So you got a 1 and a 2 the first time, then you spend a challenge coin and roll both?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Mr. Jablonski.
Tell me why I'm dead.
You're not dead yet. You feel like shit. Like, you feel like utter shit. You have a fever as your guys are walking. Like, you just start getting aches. Your abdomen hurts. You have a fever, and you just feel like utter shit.
There actually is a plague.
Don't worry, Emmett. Yours is tomorrow. I had everybody roll a D6 some episodes ago. For it.
I remember.
Stan rolled a 1. Murphy rolled a 2. Harrison rolled a 2. Jablonski rolled a 2. Emmett rolled a 3. Meta.
Awesome. Does Murph recognize the symptoms in Jablonski that he, because he had them?
These are not the same symptoms. You had food poisoning.
Hmm.
This is the bubonic.
It's not the bubonic plague, but it's definitely, like I said, you feel like utter shit. Your abdomen hurts. You have a high fever. Yeah. It's kind of the symptoms they were asking you about, actually, when they were at the village, which actually it weirdly makes sense that you're the one that ends up coming down with it.
Yeah, I love it when your plan comes together.
It's not my plan. It just worked out that way. If I had my way, either Murph or Harrison would be dead from this. But that didn't work out.
Hey! See, I knew it. I knew it. I knew you hated the two character thing.
I'm just saying, if I had my way, if I was going to wipe out a character, that's where it would go. So anyway, what do you guys want to do?
I do not feel too great.
You okay, man?
No. This does not feel good.
Hey, Rogers, make yourself useful. Have you seen anything like this?
I haven't. I mean, I've heard rumors. You know, people have talked about rumors about there being some kind of plague. You know, but I mean, it's, generally, I've assumed it's exaggeration. You know, people talk, you know. But I haven't seen anything like this.
Nah, he's probably just caught a case of the food poisoning or This could just be side effects of not eating. I say we just keep heading for the city, and we'll assess the situation once we get going.
Fever, cough, abdominal pain. That's what you got.
I will try to walk as much as possible. I'm burning up.
By the way, you also technically take another point of damage from the being sick, along with the pushed roll.
I am incapacitated.
Incapacitated by damage.
Because that was 2 damage, so.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling it was going to do that. 1 from the push, 1 from the disease.
So does he just kind of collapse on the ground?
Yeah, pretty much. So you guys start heading on, and then, poof, he just drops. He's still alive.
Emmett, I don't think he's going anywhere.
He's going somewhere. It's just going to be with us. Why don't you,
There is no way you guys don't just leave this guy and walk off. Why in the heck would you even drop?
I mean, all honesty, we probably would. We've only known him for less than 24 hours, really.
Yeah.
No.
You went into his house. It exploded. You ran around, and you watched him get shot, and he's dead. Peace out.
Nah, he helped patch me up.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving him.
Yeah, and we've already been through it together. And Emmett's not going to just leave somebody on the side of the road to die, so.
Yet.
Well, yet. Trust me, Adam is slowly pushing Emmett there every day.
I guess we take turns carrying him.
How much does that slow us down?
I'm going to say it's going to slow your speed in half.
We just got to get
so there. It would take a full shift to go 1 hex at that point.
And that's how far away we are?
No, you're 2 hexes. Because you started going back south.
All right.
But you got detoured because you waited while people passed.
Right.
And then dude got sick.
Yep. All right.
So hot potato fireman's carry?
I'm guessing that's what we're going to have to do. We don't have, like, a gurney or anything to even start trying to make something out of.
All right, Rochambeau for who gets first carry.
Oh, I'm carrying him first. Don't you worry about it. You keep your eyes peeled. We all know if I'm good for anything, you'd be carrying something heavy. It's not going to be the recon roll.
Yeah, like them captain's bars.
All right, so you guys... Firemen's carry this exceptionally large man who had a 14-year-old kid navel high to him. And, because he's apparently 8 feet tall. Maybe 9.
We got the Polish Andre the Giant.
You just got him shouldered over one shoulder. I love listening back to episodes. It amuses me.
Just for my own edification, so exposure to plague is the -3.
Virulence. The -3 is based on the disease itself. Every disease has its own virulence, and that is the modifier on that stamina roll. This is why rabies had a -2.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Food poisoning had like a -1 or some shit. No, it was a +2, which is what I gave him, but he had a -2, and that's why that balanced out when he was getting over the food poisoning. I said, it should be a +2, but you have a -2 on your stamina roll.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Emmett, you're also going to have a -5 on yours tomorrow, too, by the way. Total.
Oh, I already did the math. On it. So, it'll be a -4 total.
Where were we exposed?
At your little village.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I can't carry both of these motherfuckers. Hey, kid, carry Emmett. I don't care if you're a little girl. Earn your keep.
Unless I totally screw the pooch, I should hopefully be okay. But that's going to be what the dice decide.
Yep.
It should be a C and a C for Emmett tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Don't roll those yet either.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I'll forget about it by the next time we get to it anyhow.
Mm-hmm. we're going to cut over to a different group. Cut over to the tank crew.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so we see Keanu, and we see Anderson, and we see Butler, and they've moved on past the jerk-off town, and as Kyle likes to call it. And
you know, the town where we jerked off the old
guy. Yeah, the town where I was like misspoke and meant like the guys like jerked his head off to the left and like looked over to the left, you know, and Kyle's like, jerked off at us. that's where it came from.
I knew exactly the town you were talking about.
I knew where it came from. I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. That didn't happen. Anyway, so they've moved on. We see him patrolling along and they're kind of in this, you know, slightly more open terrain. They're not in this urban area. You know, there's trees around and they're kind of... Tell me what it looks like, them patrolling. What do you think the A, order would be for the three of them, and B, what they're doing?
What do you mean patrolling? I'm
trying. Like they're moving, so patrolling.
I got you.
You don't just like stroll. I mean, like, any kind of movement's going to look like patrolling, is all I meant. I assume so. Unless they're just lackadaisically like, we're a pogue, do.
I mean,
I would probably be in the middle.
Phrasing.
Pivot man?
Anderson is in the middle. Butler is... Where?
I would say probably in the front.
That leaves Keanu one spot, so.
Yeah, in the back of the massage train. It makes sense. It totally makes sense. This order.
We decided that we wanted to get the fuck out of here because that guy's mm-hmm. creepy as hell.
Yeah, and like I said, this is some time past that. So you guys are already like moving along. We're fast forwarding with this group.
I got you. And we have no idea. Did we ever get him to give us an idea of where the fuck we are?
No. The only thing we got from him was...
Here's the thing. The characters know where they are. You guys don't, because it's better that way.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I know where they are, but you guys are generally trying to head towards Bremerhaven, right?
Sure.
I mean, yeah. We're like, sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's generally what you guys have been doing. So I've been, like, kind of tracking. Like, they kind of go this way. They kind of go that way.
Well, yeah, so. when we lost Lieutenant, we've really just been wandering.
We just said we're basically going to go northwest, right?
Right, right. Yeah, so you guys are going northwest. Well, towards.
It was run, old guy.
Well, before that, there was also the guy on the bridge, the Soviet.
Yeah, that was second run. Like, we just have to go now. In whatever direction this is the direction we're going, is away from here. Before we end up dead.
Yeah, we thought we were going to have a Jeep, which would have been nice. But the guy at the bridge, the Soviet, did say that if we kept going, we should come across, he thought we'd come across some U.S. troops.
That was not the Soviet, that was the local.
Oh, yeah.
The Soviet was the guy that was injured that Anderson was trying to help the, quote, marauders, end quote,
showed up
and were like, you should fucking go, basically. But your people are that way to the west. Your people are that way.
They didn't take all our stuff, though, did they?
No, they didn't touch your guys' shit. They just sent you on your way.
And so we were just going to continue to head west and hope that we ran across a U.S. unit.
Right. So tell me what this looks like. Who's doing what? Who's keeping watch? Who's, you know, scouting for y'all? Who's navigating?
Father like son, I am doing none of those things. D intelligence and zero in any other skill.
Yeah, C intelligence and D recon. C and D is what I got
right now. You've definitely got me beat by two.
Well, Butler's got A intelligence, but nothing in recon or survival. Oh, nope, D in survival. So,
okay, so then I would say Butler is survival.
The same person can do both things, can do both lookout and navigate.
Well, but it sounds like Kyle might be better for recon.
Yeah, I'm going to do a quick recon look.
Okay.
Well, you're a C and a D. I've got an A and a...
Nothing.
An A and a nothing.
A and a nothing, so C and a D, I don't know exactly how that balances out. I don't have that table in front of me. Mm.
Two successes.
Okay. Un momento.
That's on recon. Then we still need a survival.
Wait, was that the recon or was that the survival?
That was a recon.
Okay.
And survival's for navigate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three successes.
Holy crap, you two.
All right, so you guys aren't lost.
Well, it wasn't combat, so that's why we rolled one.
Shouldn't have done. Can I roll for weather?
Hey, there's a reason that we're tank guys, not infantry. Besides needs of the army.
Well, that's the main reason for anything, isn't it? Needs of the army?
Oh, yeah, trust me, I know.
Ours is not to ask the reason why. Ours is just to do and die.
So you guys are going along. You're, like I said, you're going, you know, in a mostly open type area. You're not in an urban area. There's occasionally trees, like little clumps of trees, and you're going along. I'm assuming trying to stay off of roads for the most part, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So you're going along, and kind of up ahead, you can see like where there's an intersection, so you kind of like veer off down to the south and around it a little ways. And all of a sudden you hear a shot ring out. You hear... Ka-ka! Shot rings out. And this is how I'm going to decide this. I need all of you guys to roll a D6.
I got a 1.
Jesus, Kyle.
Butler got a 3.
I got a 4.
All right, so you were in the middle, though, right, Kyle?
It was.
This actually makes sense because that's the target that you would take in this kind of situation.
Every time.
Yeah, yeah. It depends on which way you want to move them and if you want to split them. But yeah, anyway. Okay, so I'm going to make this roll, but you hear a gunshot ring out. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Okay. Holy fuck. Roll me a D6.
Another wood down. Another wood down.
Actually, don't roll me a D6. Roll me a D6 because it's more fun this way.
I rolled a D6 and got a 4.
That would be chest.
Mm-hmm. I have a flak.
Yes, I'm sure you do. I'm about to look at this math on this rifle now.
So patronizing, DM. I was just telling you because we don't use these characters.
Jeez. I know. I assumed you did because, yeah.
You get shot with Murph's 50 cal.
Not a 50 cal, no. That would be a different group of people.
Dragunov?
Hold on. Let me get this right. Jesus Christ.
Don't blame him. He didn't do what you did.
Don't blame who?
Jesus.
No. I don't know. He made the dice do what they did. All right, so
But I rolled 2 recon successes.
you did. They rolled 3 successes on their recon to hide. So you hear the shot ring out. And
do I, or do I just die?
Well, I got 4 successes.
Mm-hmm.
The weapon does 3 points of damage.
Yeah.
It has a crit of 3.
Yeah.
So that means it's roll twice and take the worst one.
Yeah.
So roll 2d10. I am so sorry, Kyle. This has not been your night. The dice have been against you from the get-go tonight.
Let's see, a 7 and a 2. The 7's usually the worst.
No, that's a... that's... oh, yeah. 7 would be the...
I told him when you were gone that Jeremy passed the whammy on to him.
Holy fuck. What's a 7, Brian? You want to read it? Do you have it open?
I don't have the crit table open yet. I didn't want to look.
I do. I got it. I got it.
Okay, I'm there now.
Jesus Christ.
That's torso.
7.
Oh.
Cracked spine.
I was going to say, it's the same thing Murph had.
It is the same thing Murph had.
It is the same thing.